I've said consistently, and I'll say it again, I mean, I've already targeted those players, and with not only targeted them, I mean, I've already had dialogue in respect of, I think there's deals there to be done. Obviously, with that in mind, obviously, then Paul Senior, who knows, obviously, those players, and obviously lined up deals, then we need that approval, really, to go and have the finance that can secure those deals. So that's what we're looking at the moment. That's exactly the position we're in. And if we're able to get the green light, then, of course, there's a couple of deals there that can be tied up very, very quickly.
The nearer it gets, we all get wondering. The fans get wondering. You're the man who wants to be picking these new players. Are you feeling a little nervy whether it's going to happen or not, Owen?
I think we're all the same. I think every one of us would love to be able to have done a business by the 1st and 2nd of January and have everything in place. And then, you know, because then it gives you a month exactly to work with the group as well before the window closes. We've not been afforded that luxury. So, again, we continue each day to line up those potential players that can come in and help the club. And we've did that. And for me, those deals are there. It's now acting upon it to try and secure them and get them over the line. Obviously, as we all know, finance is very important to everybody at every club, and it's making sure that we have that in place to, you know, at the right time to go and get those players.
Could you see Emnes going right to the wire like it did on the last deadline day?
Yeah, well, Marvin, I hope not. It did go to the wire, as you know, because we stayed there all night long to get that one over the line. I think there has been dialogue, and I'm expecting that to another conversation today between Paul Senior and Hugh Jenkins with a view to that. I mean, obviously, every transfer and every player is an individual situation in respect of different scenarios. And Marvin obviously is out of contract in the summer at Swansea, so obviously there's a scenario there that Paul Clement and Swansea might have wanted to keep him to the end of the season. I think now, having had that chat, I think they're willing to allow him to come to Blackburn Rovers if they can reach agreement. Obviously then within that there's a third party in respect of the representative that looks after Marvin. So all we're trying to do is get clear waters, as they say, to understand exactly what's involved in it and try and get that one over the line. But when I mentioned earlier about two or three players being added, Marvin Emnes wasn't one of the two or three players. I was still taking that as because he'd already been with me. I still think, you know, if we get Marvin in, we're still looking, I certainly am, to add two or three players to the squad.
Does Ben Marshall come into the thinking this weekend, or is it the same scenario as this time last week?
Yeah, no, I spoke to Ben. He doesn't come into my thinking. This is a simple scenario for me. We went through it the last time as a club. I think it was unfair on everybody, and I don't think we want to be doing that again. So until such times as Ben Marshall is either A, transferred to another club that pays the value of what the owners deem Ben Marshall to be worth, then or the window closes and then we have to sit, and Ben Marshall's still here, and then we have to sit and evaluate that and make sure that, you know, Ben's mind and focus is on doing his very best for Blackburn Rovers. But at the moment, it's hypothetical because we're not in that situation at the moment. So we'll just take it as the old cliche, one day at a time, see what develops from it. I'm led to believe that, you know, there's further talks planned between Wolves and Paul Senior in that respect. So we'll see what the outcome of that is.
It's a horrible scenario to think of, that he might go at 10:30 on Tuesday night, isn't it? And you get no time to either replace him or use the finance to do so.
Yeah. Unfortunately, in the situation, as a manager, we can only and certainly control what we can, and that's obviously what the boys are doing in the field. Stuff like that sometimes, because, you know, at the last minute, you know, Wolves might come to, or somebody else might come to a number that the owners and the powers of me think, well, okay, I'm going to accept that, and then your reaction time is obviously minimal. That's why, you know, from the outset, from the start of January, as you know, because I've been very open with everybody, those targets are there. Everybody knows who they are. There's dialogue taking place between those individual players and the clubs. I would hope that even if it's late, we still get the chance to use the finance that can help the team, because that's all I'm interested in.